Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Galatians chapter 4, we were talking about people that believe you need to add works to your salvation. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, back in verse 21, there was a distinguishing remark of ye, Y-E, instead of we, W-E, that desire to be under the law. Now, this is now saying we, to distinguish that we, who know that we must be saved by grace alone, via repentance and faith in the finished work of Christ, are the children of promise, not Ishmael, but Isaac. I checked a New American Standard and an NIV and ESV and even the Holman on this. And they wanted to use the word you instead of we. Others that say we point out that some manuscripts say you. But by extremely far, the amount of the Textus Receptus manuscripts show well over 1,000 times much more we. And you see, they take one or two manuscripts that left it out, that the copyists left it out, and they take that instead of what the overwhelming majority shows. You can trust your King James Bible, and that's why we use it. It comes from the right, for example, here in the New Testament, the right manuscripts. So when the other Greek text interprets ye in verse 28 instead of we, they are then including Judaizers. What does that do? That adds work to faith. And thereby, they make an additional road to heaven, broadening the narrow way and making the finished work of Jesus Christ, our Lord, insufficient, lacking power of itself. It's just like people that baptize others. You know, back in the Old Testament there, and back in the early church day, too, after Christ had resurrected, you had the Judaizers that thought you had to be circumcised in order to be saved, that salvation wasn't complete without circumcision. Today we've got those that don't think they're going to heaven if they didn't get baptized. Baptism's the first command after your salvation. By the way, if you've been saved but you didn't follow in baptism, follow up. You're disobeying God on the very first command He gave you after your baptism. Now, this also, at the end of the verse, uses the first person plural for children in Greek instead of the second person, as the critical text does, and thereby making them all children, rather than through Christ alone. See, that's the error of the critical text. It makes the way the broad way. But Jesus said, the way is straight and narrow. What a blessing if you are saved. You are a child of God under the second covenant. not the one that pertains to Mount Sinai, rather to Jerusalem, which is above, whether you are a Jew or not. Wisdom's delight is to take Jesus Christ at his word by faith, not the Judaizers. Now, the Judaizers may be well-educated men, but the one I chose to believe is omniscient, all-knowing, the only Lord God. Trust him. Now, verses 29 through 31 then takes us to two positions. In verse 29, we read this. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. We see how emphatic this is, for even today the children of the bondwoman hate first the Jew and then the Christian. And this refers back here in this verse when Isaac was weaned and Ishmael persecuted him. Ishmael was around 14 years old and or older than Isaac. So it's as today that so-called brethren, and those especially now I found in our fundamental areas, those start leaving and going to these other things, they persecute us. I mean, they say all manner of evil against us. And they'll persecute most those who speak the truth without watering it down. Boy, we're the ones they go after. We don't speak the truth by watering it down. Then it's not the truth. We speak the truth, but we speak the truth in love. Now, look at verse 16 in this chapter. Here in chapter 4, in verse 16 we read, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And that's exactly what happens today, that you stick and preach the word of God as it is to men as they are. You reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Men get upset. Now, the point being made is that as Ishmael persecuted the child of promise, we can't expect that we too will be persecuted for speaking the truth as it is to men as they are. We will suffer for standing on sound doctrine instead of fables that tickle the ears. So the ones who worship the Lord in spirit and in truth are persecuted by those who enjoy the worship ways of the world, and therefore take on the music, the philosophy, and the ways of the contemporary worship crowd. We're being told that the child after the flesh will be the one who is antagonistic to the child after the Spirit. The man who takes pride in doing his religious duty can easily become the judge of the duties of others. The religion of self-effort envies they who peacefully rest in the promises of God, walking in obedience to the word of God, out of love for him. And they get upset with them because whether the thing seemed to flourish or not, those people have the joy and they have the peace of God in them. Down through the ages, the fabric of true Christianity is holy, is righteous, and it loves the souls even of their greatest persecutors. Down through the ages, the Arabic people have fought against the Jews And so, too, down through the church age, those who walk in the flesh have warred against those who walk in the Spirit. Think of the Catholic Inquisition, where they killed over 60 million Bible-believing Christians. And yes, that was the way of the world. You see, the world is that way. They might blow up, but don't let it grow, you might say, hate in your own heart. They seek to destroy us. They call us unloving. That is tragic. Many call us names, they talk. If we tell them we love them, boy, it makes them mad. I've done that a few times. Boy, it made them mad. But my friend, sin's strength is identified by the law, the Bible tells us. Because all are condemned by it. You break it one point, James chapter 2 tells us you're guilty of all. That's why, as a Christian, we should always confirm all things by the Word of God. And that takes us into verse 30. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Christian, that's our statement. That is for us. What saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? We must always consider that the bottom line in all matters of doctrine and practice is always, always, always what saith the Scriptures. Do you remember in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, the apostle said, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, they at Berea were more noble than they at Thessalonica in that they searched the Scriptures to see if those things were so. The things that they taught, the things they preached. They searched the Scriptures to say, all right, if that's what the Bible teaches, that's what the Bible shows, we're for it. The Scripture said to cast out the bondwoman. And this is quoting Genesis chapter 21. This is reminding us that separation from worldliness, separation from unrighteousness, separation from sin, has been taught from Genesis through Revelation. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks.
This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.